This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhani with the news headlines first. Rishi Panchami being celebrated today. Former member secretary of the National Sports Council, Rukma Shamsher Rana, passes away at the age of 85. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba pays tribute to Rana. And UN condemns Taliban's brutal crackdown on protests. Now the news in detail. Hindu women are observing Rishi Panchami today. On Rishi Panchami, a ritual bath is taken in holy rivers, ponds or in other water masses. Lord Ganesh, Navagraha, nine planetary gods, Saptarishis, seven sages and Arundhati are worshipped on this day. Saptarishis, the seven sages Kashyapa, Atri, Bhardwaja, Vishwamitra, Gautama Maharishi, Jamadagna and Vasishtha are worshipped during this day. In this day, the people express respect, gratitude and remembrance of the great deeds of those ancient rishis who devoted their life for the welfare of the society. Former Member Secretary of the National Sports Council and former Ambassador Rukma Shamsher Rana has passed away at the age of 85 at his residence in Bhattispatali, Kathmandu. He was suffering from kidney ailment, diabetes and high blood pressure. Rana had twice served as a National Sports Council Member Secretary between 2050 to 2055 Bikram Sambat. Rana also became the chairperson of the Nepal Olympic Committee in 2059 Bikram Sambat. He served as the acting president of the All Nepal Football Association and the president of the Nepal Taekwondo Association and the Nepal Athletics Association. According to family sources, he will be cremated at Pashupati Aryaghat later today. Police have arrested a man on charge of being involved in the massacre in Umling Khola village of Madi Municipality 1 of Sankhuasava district. Deputy Superintendent of Police, District Police Office, Sankhuasava, Lal Dhoj Subedi said a man from Madi 1, Umling Khola village has been arrested on the charge of involvement in the murder. Tej Bahadur Karki, Parvati Karki, Kamala Karki, Ranjana Karki, Tej Bahadur, Dipen Karki and Goma Karki were killed in Madi 1, Umling Khola village on Monday. Subedi said the arrested person was a relative of the Karki family. Police said the name of the arrested person will be made public on Sunday. Two persons died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tez Oli said, a 65-year-old woman of Lamahi Municipality 5 and a 55-year-old man of Bafi Kotula Municipality 9 died of coronavirus infection. A motorcyclist was killed in a road accident that took place at Sonapur in Dubahi, Municipality 8 of Sunsari District. Deputy Superintendent of Police Narendra Kumar Karki said the deceased has been identified as Sulabh Giri of Sarlahi Lalbandi Municipality 8. The motorcycle heading towards Dubahi from Khanar was hit by a truck while entering the Binayak Oxygen Factory on Friday. According to police, Giri, who was critically injured in the mishap, died while undergoing treatment at the hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The UN has condemned the Taliban for what is increasingly violent response to dissent weeks after the group's rapid takeover of Afghanistan. The UN said Taliban fighters killed four people during recent protests. Demonstrations have taken place across Afghanistan since the fall of Kabul on 15th August, demanding respect for women's rights and greater freedoms. The UN said in its report, Taliban fighters have used batons, whips and live ammunition against protesters. Taliban fighters swept across Afghanistan in August, capturing provincial centers and eventually the capital Kabul itself in less than 2 weeks. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged unity as his country prepares to remember the victims of the 11th September attacks. In a video release on the eve of the 20th anniversary, he paid tribute to the 2,977 people who lost their lives. Commemoration events are due to take place on a Saturday. The president said, no matter how much time has passed, these commemorations bring everything painfully back as if you just got the news a few seconds ago. He acknowledged the darker forces of human nature, fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans which followed the attacks, but said that unity had remained the U.S. greatest strength. France's former health minister is being formally investigated for how she handled the COVID-19 pandemic. Prosecutors said Agnès Buzyn is under investigation for endangering the lives of others after leaving her role in February 2020 to launch a failed bid to become the Paris mayor. A special government misconduct court will decide whether to prosecute her. It is one of the world's first cases of a minister held legally accountable for their pandemic response. Buzyn could also face a count of failing to fight a disaster, according to Le Monde newspaper. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Rishi Panchami being celebrated today. Former member secretary of the National Sports Council, Rukma Samsher Rana, passes away at the age of 85. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva pays tribute to Rana, and UN condemns Taliban's brutal crackdown on protests. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.